streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Last night, the Astros came back from a 4-run deficit to force a game 6 and now head back to Houston, looking to extend the series again, while the Braves just need one more win to clinch the title. Game 6 of the World Series is tomorrow at 7:30 Eastern, only on Fox and the Fox Sports app.
That's a painful loss because Atlanta got a grand slam early, 4-0 lead. Watched the football game, went back to baseball. It was 4-4. I'm like, oh, that's bad. That's bad karma. Thomas Dimitroff's a former NFL GM, super smart guy, director of college scouting for years and years with the Patriots. Then he went and ran the Falcons for years. He was actually out in front of this sort of wide receiver league we have now when he gave up multiple picks for Julio Jones. And now you look at it and you think, I've said this for years in the NFL, I always said that wide receivers were just icing on the cake. You got to add a cake. They're just icing. Well, they're now a big part of the cake. All the rule changes. You look at the Rams and the Cowboys and like a lot of these great teams. They got 3 and 4 wide receivers and cornerback. Nobody has 4 good corners. So it's become a real mismatch issue in the NFL. If I've got 3 to 4 legit receivers, there's no way you've got even 3 elite corners. The Dallases and the Tampas and the Rams, Kansas City, it is a tough matchup. And Thomas now joining us live. 6 playoff appearances, 3 NFC South division titles. All right, so your buddy Les Snead, and my buddy, I love Les, he just made a move. He got Von Miller. He gave up a second and a third. Now let's start with this. Thomas, how difficult in season is it to make a big move like this?
All right, so in season, it's complicated, of course. If you're thinking about it prior to the season, it's different. In season, because you need someone, you have to have a number of things in place, Colin. And of course, it starts with your organization. You have to make sure that you have the financial situation intact. You also have to make sure that you have a coach, and this is very, very important, and a position coach and a coordinator who are okay with the idea of bringing someone new into their rooms and into the building. If it's complicated from a team standpoint and a scheme standpoint, that becomes very, very dicey in my mind. And then in the end, I think it's really, really important to make sure that, again, you talk about it together, you make sure your owner's in on it. And the idea of renting a player, that is an issue. When it's 1 year, it's an issue. And I think you have to really talk through it and make sure that everyone's very clear of what the expectations are before you pull the trigger.
Are you worried about the Rams that now they don't have a draft pick until the fifth round? We've said it before. Sometimes you need cheap labor. Like the Cowboys right now, last 2 years, have drafted well. They got four great players. They're not paying anything to. And the Rams, boy, they're paying Goff's, a big chunk of Goff's salary still. Do you worry that the Rams have given up all these valuable draft picks?
Look, I keep saying that Les is the maverick GM out there, and I really respect what he's doing. I don't necessarily always agree with everything, and we've talked about it quite a bit. What they are doing there, I think, has an element of cutting edge. They're doing what other people aren't doing. They're saving a lot of where they want to focus on with their own draft picks in the mid-rounds, and I think there's genius in that as well. They're going to do what they need to do to make sure they get the right people. They're going for it now. And this is a not for long league. We continue to say that. And kudos to Les and you know, McVay, the approach that they have here, I think it's really aggressive, and I think it should be given some serious lauding.
Okay, I'm going to throw a player out to you, and this could be crazy, Colin, and I can take the criticism. I can take the heat here. But I look at teams like New Orleans and New England, and I think good defenses, great coaches, good running games, but man, I got no over-the-top element. And I think DeSean Jackson, the Rams have him. Now they could use a draft pick. And I'm like, you can't just depend on 13-play drives if you want to beat Aaron Rodgers in the NFC. DeSean Jackson, I know he's not in his prime, but Thomas, I watched him this year. The guy still runs better than 90% of the league. Am I nuts to say that's an interesting player that somebody could go after?
Look, you know this guy can fly. This cat is, he still has ability to rip it off the top. He has the ability to separate from people. This league, we know it's a matchup league. You need to violate, I think, with your speed and with your quickness and explosiveness. I told you before, we went and made that move for Julio Jones back in 11 because of DeSean Jackson, as odd as that sounds. He was always killing us against Philly, and we know we needed to have a guy like that, and we did it with Julio, of course. This guy can still do it. I think it would be a really interesting move for someone in this league who needs the finishing touches.
Okay, so right now you take Cleveland. They're spending a lot of money on offense, and it's kind of broken. As a general manager, do you feel helpless? We've been on this for 2 years, the OBJ Baker thing. I'm not blaming either of them. It's just not working. Whatever it is, it's not the symmetry. It doesn't work. So if you're a GM and you got a trade deadline and you look at Cleveland and you're like, okay, I like my O-line. I like my backs. It's not working. Can a GM do anything to the Browns to tweak, or is it kind of a coaching locker room issue?
I think you can do certain things. Again, you definitely have to rely on your coaches, your locker room, your schemes. You have to make sure that all fits. There's no question about that. We always said going in as general managers that we would love to be able to kick our feet up on the table during the season and just get ready for the building part of the season. That is not the case, especially when you're back and forth and you have the parts, but you know your record isn't what it needs to be. There are pressures on a general manager to make sure that they come up with that really interesting move. It's very difficult, again, and you have to make sure the fit is right. There are reasons that these players are getting out of their organizations, meaning there could be many layers, Colin, as you know. They have to fit in with your organization, and you have to make sure that you don't have, you know, let's call it character issues or other issues out there that don't jive well with your team. Your GM, you have to make sure that you have all of that in check before you bring it to your head coach and your owner.
Okay, so there's a lot of young quarterbacks, and Joy and I have talked about this. Because Kyle Shanahan is the head coach and the play caller, he doesn't have time in a season to develop Trey Lance. He wants to win games. He doesn't have a winning record. So I get him saying, Jimmy Garoppolo gives me the best chance. Then there's teams like, you know, New England with Mac Jones, where I think they do a lot well. And they kind of look at it and think with Mac Jones, well, we could do the Cam thing, but we do so many other things well. We kick it well. We defend well. We coach well. We run well. take me into New England. You know it well. And Mac Jones, I'm not saying he's ahead of schedule, but I watched his last 14 quarters, Thomas, and I'm like, that looks like a playoff team to me. Are you surprised he's gotten to this point so quickly?
No, I mean, first of all, I remember talking to you about this. Obviously, you're a supporter of his. And we have a guy here at New England right now who, again, is smart. He's thought out. I continue to say he's working with one of the very best, unbelievable offensive coordinators in Josh McDaniels. And the way that organization is, they are utilizing their talent properly. Now, that doesn't mean that they couldn't continue to add someone there. And this comes back to what you're talking about with DeSean Jackson. Maybe they need another receiver. I really do believe that this guy is really developing well compared to some of the other young guys. There's something about him with his consistency and his even keel that continues to impress me, which fits in well, again, with that organization.
So, you know, it's weird. There's cultural changes. In the NBA now, everybody shoots threes. And nobody wants to be a back-to-the-basket center. Dwight Howard's career basically evaporated because nobody needed a big who couldn't shoot a jumper. And in the NFL, we have a little bit of a cultural revolution where these quarterbacks now come into the league, Thomas, and they've had 10,000 snaps, personal coaches, 7-on-7. They're much more ready to play. And I've said, I'm not giving them 4 years. I'm giving them two. And so Miami, they've barely given Tua one. Are they rushing it? What do you make of what they're doing with Tua right now? Because it just feels like they're done.
Look, back in the day, Colin, you know this, with Aaron Rodgers, they gave him four. It was amazing. We all think we want 4 years. It does not happen in today's NFL. You have to make sure that you're very calculated and creative with how you put together your scheme. You have to make sure your coordinator and your head coach, of course, everyone is on board, because you have to utilize the talent that you brought to the table. We did it with Matt Ryan. I don't want to continue to go back there. We brought in Michael Turner. We brought in Tony Gonzalez in the first 2 years, and we made sure that his leadership and his development was definitely incremental. And that's something that I always believe was the right thing that we did. We didn't always do everything right there, believe me, but I think that's really important. Expectations are high. Get your stud rolling, but make sure you have the right pieces and the right creativity around them.
All right, great stuff from Thomas. It's trade deadline tomorrow. He's giving you a little behind the scenes on how this stuff works. Anytime you're in LA, stop by. I'd love to go to lunch with you and pick your brain. Thomas, great seeing you again.
Always great seeing you. Thanks, Colin.
All right. Well, it's fun. The Rams made a big move, and they went and got Von Miller. And they gave up picks and aren't paying for him. So everybody views it differently. As he said, he thinks Les Snead's a little on the cutting edge here. Is they're eschewing sort of the draft picks for what they believe is a championship roster. And I love trade deadlines. You know what's funny about it? 90% of the stuff never happens.
But that, we've been speculating about where Deshaun Watson could end up for months, and he might not even be moved.
No. DeSean Jackson's an interesting piece. You don't have to pay him a ton. If you've watched any Rams games, the 5 or 6 times he's touched the ball, he's still faster than 90% of the defenders in the NFL. He is a lightning bolt. Man, if I'm the Saints or the Patriots. They look like borderline playoff teams, but nothing. They don't get any easy scores. I'd go with DeSean Jackson. We should get him on the show. He'd talk. He'll tell you, I know DeSean. He'd just say, he'll tell you exactly what he thinks.
Hit him up.
Let's go. Dave. Guest Booker Dave.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet 5. That's it. $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Faherty founded OA by twin brothers, family business to make the best-looking clothes. Check it out, FahertyBrand.com/herd. FahertyBrand.com/herd. Joy Taylor with the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Oh, boy. Michigan State, Michigan.
Oh, what a game that was.
So, top 10 matchup lived up to the hype. Michigan was leading 23-14 at halftime. Michigan State put together an incredible comeback. Spartans Heisman candidate running back Kenneth Walker scored 3 of his 5 touchdowns in the second half.
Best running back in the country. He's amazing.
And the defense sealed it with an interception with a minute remaining to get the 37-33 win. Mm-hmm. Michigan State is now 8-0 this season and jumped to the 5th spot in this week's AP poll. Michigan is now at 9. So you have Georgia, Cincinnati, Bama, Oklahoma, Michigan State for the top 5. Ohio State, Oregon, Notre Dame, Michigan, and Wake Forest, 6 through 10.
I got Georgia 1, Bama 2, Michigan State 3. Don't care about the rest. those to me, Oklahoma's probably 4. I don't think Ohio State could score on Georgia. I'm sorry. I think a lot of these teams, Georgia would just, first of all, Georgia's defense is so much better than everybody else's defense in the country.
I do like the variety in the top 10, though.
So do I. No, I mean,
we asked for parity. Like, that's what we're getting this year. But the other story is, of course, Jim Harbaugh, who is now 3-4 against Michigan State as a head coach, and 11-17 against ranked opponents as the Michigan head coach.
That's not good enough. And I'm a supporter, but you cannot have a losing record to Michigan State after 7 games against Sparty. Because, by the way, it's not like they've had Mel Tucker for 7 years.
Right.
They fired coaches. So it's not, I mean, they were 7-6, 7-6. So it's like, be one thing if they had Saban or they had Mel Tucker for 6 years and they were winning 9, 10, 11, 12.
But what do you do if you're Michigan?
Well, they redid his deal, Joy. They redid his deal. So he's not going to hit some of his bonuses. So they're not paying him what they were paying him in year 3, 4, and 5. So they restructure that deal based on, can you beat Sparty? Can you beat Ohio State? Can you beat ranked teams? Can you go to the playoffs? So Jim's making significantly less than he would have in the previous contract. And that's what they said. We're redoing it to be more incentive-based, and he hasn't hit incentives.
Well, Kyler Murray injured his ankle in the Cardinals' loss to the Packers last Thursday. He limped off the field after throwing the game-sealing interception and was seen wearing a walking boot as he was leaving the stadium. Jay Glazer reported this weekend that Kyler suffered an ankle sprain and that it's a 1 to 3 week injury. That doesn't necessarily mean he's going to miss any time. Cliff Kingsbury said he hoped the extra days off would give Kyler time to heal and that he would be reevaluated at practice this week. So he could play against the Niners next week. They are favored. The Cardinals are by 2.5, according to Fox Bets. But obviously a big part of Kyler's game is his mobility, and it's an ankle sprain. So if ankle sprain. So if you're taking some away from his game in that regard, that's going to make things more difficult for their offense. Now, look, they still have an incredible all-around team and weapons, but that is a part of his game. That's what makes him so dynamic. So hopefully he's able to heal and doesn't miss any time. We're getting to that part of the year where everybody's dealing with a massive amount of injuries. We just hope that, you know, the stars are all available. We talked about Derrick Henry obviously going to be out. And we may see him in the playoffs. That was news that came down today, but he is going to be out for a while. So Aaron Rodgers has been growing his hair out for about a year. We were all trying to figure out what this look was about. He did say back in September that he was doing it for a Halloween costume, but it's Aaron. So, you know, is he not? Is he messing with us? Who knows? Apparently he was serious about it, and this was all for a costume, which as a Halloween maniac myself, I can appreciate. He dressed up as John Wick for Halloween this year, and that's what the hairdo was all about. He posted his pictures, and we saw some videos of the Halloween party. What do you think of the
Well, I don't think he looks like Keanu Reeves, but I think it's a really good effort. I mean, obviously, Aaron, he doesn't look like Keanu, but
it's costume, so it's a pretty good look.
Look at that right there. That's funny.
It's a very big commitment. I narrowed it down to 5 costumes.
Oh, look at it.
It's great. It's really good.
Do you
like John Wick movies?
Oh, yeah, sure. Jason Bourne, John Wick. Anne got me into Jason Bourne. She loves Matt
Bane.
Damon.
I love that.
Oh, look at that. Did his PR people do that? That's pretty good.
I'm sure. Listen, if you're going to grow your hair out for that long for a costume, you got to have some graphics to go fully with it.
Aaron's committed to certain things, and Halloween is apparently one of them.
Listen, I can respect it. I had to give up on my costume yesterday. I was costumed out. Yeah. I didn't leave the house, so I'm like, yeah, it's a little bit much for me to be sitting around the house by myself.
Yeah,
in a
that's
costume.
Different.
It's a little bit. I got to draw a crazy line somewhere.
Yeah,
that's where I draw it.
Joey with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Big trading deadline is tomorrow, so I can't love it anymore. Because I always told you the job I would love to do, it's too late, but would be NFL general manager.
It's never too late.
I don't want to be a regional scout for 9 years. I don't. If you could just move me into a chair, maybe be an intern for
a
year.
Would you want to do that, though? Like, if a team came to you and was like, we're not going to make you do the scouting thing. We're not going to make you move up.
I would do it.
We're going to like ease you in for a year, and then we're going to give it to you. Like, you're going to skip the line.
I mean, I've been doing the talk show host thing so long enough where if it was, you know, if somebody was serious and gave me a 5-year contract, I would literally think about it. Listen, I've done this for 25 years. I love what I do.
No. I get that part of it. I'm just saying, for me, I like to be prepared for an opportunity. So you feel like if they came to you, like say 3 years from now, someone came to you and was like, we think you can do it. It's entirely possible. This happens all the time. We have seen people go from our side of the business to that side.
I'm just telling you, it's something that absolutely interests me. There's nothing else. I mean, I would never do this. I chose to do this. It's what I wanted to do at 8. I absolutely love but I've done it now for 25 years. It's not like I would be leaving
having not given everything
three decades,
yes.
Right? Like,
yeah. I have aspirations to own a team.
Yeah, I'm not going to get there on that one.
You're much closer than me.
Yeah, that one I gave up on a few decades ago. Best for last three-word game is coming up. Discover matches all the cash back you earn in your credit card at the end of your first year. And it's amazing because there's no limit, and they do it automatically. Discover is accepted at 99% of the places that take credit cards. Get used to hearing yes. Discover.com/yes. Limitations apply.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Weather look nasty? Don't change your plans, just change your wipers. Michelin wipers available at Walmart. Wipers just like their tires. Fantastic. All right, we call it the three-word game. We can succinctly describe every NFL game in just three words. On a Monday, here we go. Green Bay, Arizona, Thursday. Rodgers rate guaranteed. They were missing 11 starters, their top three wide receivers, an all-pro left tackle, a starting center, and yet they're now 7-0 without Davante Adams. And Aaron in this seven-game winning streak, look at that throw, 19 total touchdowns and one pick. I said at the time, I'm not sure I've been more impressed with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay ever, outside of maybe the Super Bowl season. I thought the idea to go on the road missing 11 starters and give that performance was one for the ages for John Wick. Cincinnati, New York Jets, the celebration continues. Robert Saleh got a W. How about this? The Jets scored on their final five drives with backup Mike White. Remember, they were coming off that humiliating loss, 54-13 to the Patriots. And as we often say, when you embarrass professionals, they have a tendency to bounce back the following week. Great win for the Jets. Tennessee, Indiana, wild, wild Wentz. Oh, good God, that left-handed pick six from his end zone put the Titans up 31-24. I can like Carson Wentz a lot, and I do. He is beyond reckless. Two picks in the final 8 minutes did in the Indianapolis Colts. Rams, Houston, Watts on the clock, as in Deshaun Watson. The Texans now have a seven-game losing streak. The worst point differential in the league, the worst yardage differential in the league, and quarterback Davis Mills is 0-6. So they are clearly moving off Deshaun Watson. They do not have any takers as of yet, but they're in total rebuild mode. And if they can get a first and a couple of seconds and two-thirds, and we'll keep our eyes peeled. Pittsburgh, Cleveland, still in it. I don't know how. Steelers are the only team in the NFL with a winning record averaging under 20 points a game. Najee Harris, third straight 100-plus scrimmage yard game. So they're starting to run the football better. I thought the O-line was good, but it once again, it's that TJ Watt. It's that relentless defensive front. They are now, Pittsburgh, on a three-game winning streak, playing their best football as we head into chilly November, where historically the offenses come down a little bit and the defenses start being more important. And here's Pittsburgh, where their offense is getting better and their defense is taking over games. Philadelphia, Detroit. Oh, dear Goff. One touchdown, four picks, last four games. Goff was sacked a season high five times. In fact, he was pressured 46% of his dropbacks. The Lions are averaging 3.9 yards per play. That is the fewest of any NFL team. San Francisco, Chicago found his bearings. Niners scored on seven straight possessions. Jimmy Garoppolo, 322 yards passing, rushed for two touchdowns. Now, Debo Samuel took a little pass out in the flat and ran it 80 yards. Debo Samuel, by the way, an insane talent. Jimmy G led three touchdown drives in the second half. Carolina, Atlanta, Sam stops skid. First win since week three. Sam Darnold, no turnovers. Stephon Gilmore had a big interception against Matt Ryan. Carolina, as of this morning, I know it sounds crazy, but without Christian McCaffrey, they are still would be the seventh playoff team in the NFC, and McCaffrey is going to eventually come back. Miami, Buffalo. Buffalo found wings. Four straight scoring drives against Miami in the second half. As Joy said, this was ugly for three quarters. They have now won eight straight games against the AFC East. And this is why I think Miami, to a large degree, is bailing on Tua. Josh Allen, once again, beats Miami by two touchdowns. I think Buffalo, in my opinion, is the best team in the AFC. And I think one of the reasons is Josh Allen. Bills defense, only team allowing less than 5 yards per play this season. So put that down as well. They're playing real defense. New England Chargers, Herbert got Belichicked. Well, Justin's now 0-2 in his career against Bill. He had his second worst passer rating game. The first was against Bill Belichick. Back-to-back losses. Listen, they're in these games, but you got to remember, Herbert has started basically about a season and a half, and Bill Belichick owns quarterbacks their first 3 years in the AFC. So these are treacherous times for a young quarterback against a Patriot defense that once again is really good. Jacksonville, Seattle, Hawks hack Jags. Seahawks snapped a four-game losing streak. They now get Russell Wilson. There's a bye. They'll get Russell Wilson back. By the way, I thought this was interesting. Geno Smith completed 14 straight passes to start the game. Longest streak to start a game in the NFL this year. Geno Smith. That's how crazy a Sunday it was. Washington and Denver. Washington blew it again. As in newly signed kicker Chris Blewett. Two field goals blocked. Third blocked field goal in the last 2 weeks. Washington now has a four-game losing streak. And we talked about this during the offseason. They got good players here. They are suboptimal at quarterback, so these special teams miscues become paramount now. That's the difference between winning a game and losing it. Tampa, New Orleans, Brady's Achilles heel. Well, he's 0-3 against the Saints since he joined the NFC South. Here's an interesting one. First time Brady has thrown a pick in the last 2 minutes of a one-score game in his career. So this is the team that has figured out Tom. And again, I've said this before. I wouldn't be surprised if the Saints weren't trying to do something. Michael Thomas is coming back. They just got Mark Ingram. I wouldn't be shocked if they made another move offensively because I think they feel like a playoff team to me. Dallas, Minnesota, what a rush. Cooper Rush, first career start. He led him on an 8-play, 75-yard game-winning drive. It's a beautiful throw to Amari Cooper in the corner of the end zone. I thought he had the throw of the game to Cedric Wilson there. And you know what? It's like Mike McCarthy said. He was poised. Now, I will say this. He got better protection than Kirk Cousins did. I would not deny that. But I thought it was a really steady performance. And classic NFL Sunday, four backups beat four more talented, probably talented starting quarterbacks. Welcome to the National Football League. Giants, Chiefs, tonight, Mahomes, sweet Mahomes. Chiefs haven't won a home game, believe it or not, since week one against the Cleveland Browns. Now, Patrick's got 9 picks this season. That is tied for the most in the NFL. They're looking to win back-to-back games this year for the first time this season. So they're banged up defensively up front. It's not a great defense to begin with, but they generally are good situationally. This is big tonight. Mahomes is 1-2 at home this year. So they are now 10.5-point favorites against the New York Giants. I would not bet this game. I'd probably 10.5 points is up. Giants are weird. They generally play better on the road than at home. That's too many points to me. Way too many points. Is Saquon Barkley playing tonight? If he's playing, I would take the Giants for sure because I can run the football a little bit. Like the Chiefs' issue is not terribly solvable at this point. You know you can run the football on them. Cleveland ran the football. Tennessee runs the football. Everybody can run the football in the Chiefs. So if you can mount a little bit of a running game, you keep Patrick off the field and you keep the games competitive. It does feel like, though, they're going to break out a little bit tonight.
It's a very big game for the Chiefs. And that's the issue with the turnovers, is you can't keep turning the ball over when your defense is struggling like that. It doesn't matter how great your offense is.
It was so weird. I was looking at the schedule for next week. You really get into, you know, you get halfway through an NFL season and you can discount a third of the league. They're not a playoff team. But you can still be, you know, there's some of those teams out there that, like the only team I wake up this morning, there's only two teams I wake up and go, wow, Cleveland is broken offensively with all those pieces. And I'm not a Baker fan, but they got too much talent to be literally scoring in
the roster's loaded.
And Kansas City's defense. So Cleveland's offense, I don't get, and Kansas City's defense. That has been, to me, absolutely shocking. I had the Cowboys as a playoff team, but I think they're much better defensively than I thought. And it just goes to show you, too, is that, you know, it just takes different people in life sometimes longer to get it right. Randy Gregory for the Cowboys now, who was a great college player out of Nebraska, had some personal issues, some drug stuff, and Dallas just kept with him, because his size and his athletic ability, that guy right now is so good for Dallas. He is completely disruptive, so the Cowboys are cooking. All right, speak for yourself around the corner on a Monday for Joey and Ryan. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow. It's The Herd. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dacovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dacovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dacovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dacovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dacovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.